I'm Kate Canella here with
Lisette.
And today is December 1st, 2019, and we are in my mom's bedroom in EHC, New Jersey. So, Mommy, tell me about one of the most important people in your life.
Well, one of the most important people in my life was my grandmother, my mother's side.
Tell me more about her. Why is she so important to you?
Well, I was different from other kids. Like, I enjoy being home. She just, like, I just learned so much from her. She taught me how to pray, and she gave me all these, good advice, like, how to respect myself, and, about things that I can understand at my, young age.
Tell me about another person who has had a great influence on your life, and what lessons did they teach you?
I would say, the same is my grandmother, because I was like a different kid. I love just to be home, and I like to read, and I like to share all my happy things with her. Like, I just feel comfortable around my grandmother.
Where were our ancestors born?
In Dominican Republic.
Tell me more about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
I grew up in a place in the capital, Santo Domingo. It's called Cristo Rey. And mostly, I lived there since I was 2 years old. That's what I told my mom. And my childhood was it was good. Like, I enjoy a lot of struggles. My mother was a single mom, but I was happy in my little world. Like, I still have my father, even though they were not together, but I have both of them. And my childhood was pretty much I just remember everything with happy. I enjoy the most, a lot.
Did you like going to school? Why or why not?
I love school all the time. I love it. I play like other kids, but I play probably on the weekends. But the weekdays, I was mostly on my homework and reading. I love to read. And I remember, I grew up with my three uncles, and they just love to see me reading. They say that I was a different kid, because everybody was playing outside. And then I was reading. So for my birthday, for different occasions, they give me books to read. So yeah, I said, I play like other kids, but not my weekdays. My weekdays, I pretty much stay home and my homework and read.
What was your favorite subject?
My favorite subject, I would say, grammar, and then when I started my high school, then I like math, kind of algebra was the most I love. Then the algebra was the most after high school.
When you were younger, what did you imagine your job would be?
That's funny. My mother worked as a secretary or front desk, and I always said I want to be like my mom. So my school was different because my school, after you, honestly, junior year, then they give you the opportunity to do like a technical, how you say, career. Yeah. So, of course, I choose secretary, like my mom, which I would never, I don't really want to be a secretary. I don't enjoy to be sitting on a desk. But I think I was like a, when you're young and your parents and you want to be like my mom, you know, I want to be like my mom, but then of course that you change your mind.
Would you be willing to share a happy or sad memory?
I was like a happy, I would say like kid or child. I would say something sad was like when I turned 13, that was my father passed away, and I can say that's from my childhood. I had lost my father, and then I now after like I'm an adult being like my grandmother, she's my mother. So that's the I guess the two episodes of my life like I cannot take away from, you know. Yeah, pretty much like very impactful my life.
What are some important lessons you've learned in life?
I'm still learning. I learned that you have to, when you have something in your mind that you really want to do, there is no perfect time. The time is right there. Time just can go. You have to really be determined and say, okay, I want to do this and just start, you know, start and stay.
And lastly, tell me how you would like to be remembered.
I want to be remembered like someone who encouraged people to, you know, to pursue their dreams, like. And I wanna be remembered as somebody, you know, like inspire respect. That's mostly.
All right, well, that was the end. Thank you very much, Mommy.
You're very welcome.